This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I haven't seen this guy in a long, long time. I look up, we go on a break. There's Carton. What's going on, Craig?
I wanted to come in and see you, and I'd be, you know, I can't see you and just walk away and not say hi.
Yeah.
But I'm so upset with you.
Why?
Because I was watching your stuff on, I guess it was Twitter or
yes.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's Melusis. I'm so happy for your success. You're killing it at Channel 11. And the few times you still, you know, come in here,
yeah.
If I happen to be in the car, obviously I hear you. And I'm like, he's the most miserable human being on the planet, and he has no friends. And I'm like, why would you say that about someone you respect and admire? You went to Disney.
I did.
For more than like a day or two.
We were there for like 4 days.
Which is crazy.
All four parks.
Your boys are awesome. They're so handsome. And I follow you. The hockey stuff you do with at least one of your sons.
All
two of
them play hockey. Right? It's crazy. It's crazy,
and I'm
Craig.
Like, he's either trying to get divorced.
No.
Or wants somebody to offer him money for his children.
Right. I think. Listen, I think at this stage, my wife would take the divorce.
I'm like, you don't go to Disney with children?
Yeah.
It's the worst place on the planet.
See, here's why I disagree. Like, so, like, okay, did any friends bail me out? No. Was it a long, like, 3.5 days?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it relaxing?
No, it was not relaxing. Donna, second day, Donna was like, third day, we were at Disney World. Donna left to go back to the hotel with my youngest son, Gregory. She's like, I can't do it. My oldest son, Jackson's like, we're not leaving. I'm like, all right.
How old is he now?
He's 12.
Okay.
He's like, we're not leaving. I want to continue to go on rides.
Right.
I was at Disney World from 8:30 a.m.
to
11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my Lord.
We pulled into I did like 23,000 steps that day.
Even if you have the fast pass, which costs a couple extra bucks,
yes,
not cheap.
Everything costs you money.
And I'm with you on that. I look, like, I did it with our kids when they were a little bit younger than yours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't the happiest place on earth. This is miserable. This is like when you become a parent and people warn you, there's going to be some days that you want to pull your hair out. It's Disney.
Disney can push it. I don't disagree with
you
there.
Now, I have friends who are adults, you know, married or dating, who love going as adults. Because you go to the beer garden. And
well, I love going to Epcot. Time. You walk around the countries. Well, but I asked you. You were like, I haven't been to Disney. My kids are older, but I haven't been to Disney in a while. You didn't go to Epcot?
No. I told them it was closed.
You didn't go walk around the countries, have a couple drinks.
No, I did
France.
What we all do. It's a small world. They got every country. Bang, done. And I did the teacup ride. Well, this is awesome. Yeah. Oh, look, the Dutch girl's wearing slippers. Oh, that's fantastic.
But you have to. Here's where it takes away, Craig, though. If you don't get into it, you take it away from your experience. Like, I lived through it. Like, was it enjoyable for me? You know, I'm in my late 40s. Was it as enjoyable as it was for my kids at 12, 10, and 8? No. But you as a dad can understand that. You're living through their eyes. So when they see something for the, like when they see something, they get all excited. They want to do something.
Makes you happy.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to go to the character breakfast. I want Goofy to make me pancakes. And you're like, yeah, another $50. Yeah, of course.
Because you know what we bought now? A Mickey waffle maker.
We all had that.
I've made Mickey waffles now on three occasions.
Fair enough. Yeah, in 6 months from now, you won't be able to find it. But yeah, I mean, give Disney credit. They get us coming and going. But yeah.
How are you doing?
Everything's good. Good, good, good. No complaints over Fox. I'd still do the responsible gambling show here.
Saturday mornings.
I'm here physically today taping that. Special for a future run, but all good. I'm blessed. I'm obviously very fortunate.
Now, where do you think Rodgers ends up?
Look, if Aaron Rodgers really cares about his legacy or winning, I suppose is a better way to put it. No, it's Minnesota.
Well, if you really believe Minnesota's in?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because we know Pittsburgh has the interest. You know, maybe that's why they got DK Metcalf, another target. Right. I get that. The Giants are, Jesus, so desperate and really an embarrassment now that they're waiting on Aaron Rodgers, if not him, Russell Wilson, who told them, yeah, let me go to Cleveland first. Which is like, what are we talking about here, right?
Russell will be in New York tonight, but yes, he's in Cleveland
but,
first.
But he made a point of going, first the Browns, then the Giants, which nobody has ever said, right?
Right.
But think of it from this standpoint. The Vikings decide they're not bringing Sam Darnold back. Okay, we get that. Is he really a $100 million quarterback? We saw him here.
Yeah.
We don't think so, despite the great year. They've had ample opportunity to come out publicly and say,
we're not interested.
J.J. McCarthy is our starting quarterback, period, stop. We'll sign a veteran to be his backup in case he gets hurt. You know, maybe Gardner Minshew or Jameis Winston or something like that. But they haven't done that.
They haven't done that as of yet.
And why haven't they done it?
Right, because they're
because they remember 5 years ago, Tom Brady went to Tampa and won the freaking Super Bowl. Their lineup is loaded.
It is.
14 wins last year. The embarrassing loss to Detroit for the one seed. The loss to the Rams in the playoffs, all that. Man, imagine if we had Aaron Rodgers as our quarterback. They could win a Super Bowl.
They could have. Yeah. They could. I would agree with you. I mean, if you're looking to win, it would be Minnesota. If you lean into the fact that they are in, it would be Minnesota, Pittsburgh, then the Giants. The Giants, so I said it earlier, I think what the Giants help out here, what helps the Giants make the argument is Woody and the Jets. The fact that Woody and the Jets told Rodgers, listen,
We're good.
Yeah. We'll pass.
We're going to go with a guy that...
We're going to go with a guy that's got a 60...
Can't play.
Right. We're okay. I know you want to play with us, but we're okay. I actually think that helps the Giants here because Rodgers, you know this. When someone rejects you, what do you want to do? You want to prove them wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
And who better to do it than in this marketplace?
But he can't do
it.
The Giants are so bad and missing so many pieces. You know, could they win 5 or 6 games? Yeah, sure. Why not? I can buy into that. But Washington's really, really good. The Eagles, obviously, really, really good. The Giants stink. Like, I know the 70s stunk for the Giants, and you can go back a lot in the last 10 years, other than the year they played Minnesota in the playoffs when they won that game, right?
Yeah.
The Giants, and I say this respectfully, have become a laughingstock.
Well, nine.
They're a joke
nine
now.
Nine double-digit loss seasons last 11 years.
It's crazy how bad the Giants are. And for the life of me, I'll still never understand why they agreed to let, was it Showtime, HBO, whatever it was, air the Hard Knocks episode they aired with Joe Shane. I do not for the life of me know.
That hurt the general manager.
Can't believe he's even back. And I like Joe. He's a nice man.
I like Joe a lot.
He's a good guy. He's not been a good general manager. And the fact that they allowed that to air is so un-Mara-like. I'll go to my grave being shocked that they let that air.
Let me ask you this. As a dad of young kids, when does it change? When do we get out of the Disney amusement park? Now, you only took your kids there on three occasions.
Three times we went to
Disney.
And I'm a kid guy. I like kids more than adults. Like, I'm that guy. Like, let's go romper room style. Yeah, no.
What age do you hit to where you're out of Disney?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For you?
Yes.
Are you're done.
It's done.
It's wrapped. I'll call Donna now.
12, enough. 10, and 8. That's it?
Enough.
That's it?
It's over. Yeah, it's over. It's enough.
Over.
Yeah.
You have to basically take
and
it
I'm
over.
Not a sleepaway camp guy either, but there's a day camp near you these kids can start going to. Something, right? Get them jobs. Like, my guy's 14 years old, Anthony. Yeah. Anthony has a job. How is that legal? At 14 in Jersey, you can work
14?
A certain amount of hours.
Really?
He works in a butcher shop.
How many hours can you work at 14?
Oh, I don't know. We don't talk about that publicly. But he's working in a butcher shop, learning a trade,
at
and
14.
Earning some money.
Now, was that his suggestion or yours?
My suggestion. Get out of the house. Start making some money. But, Dad, I can't drive. Walk.
I said this before, man. Like, I was talking to about my kids. Like, the other day was 68 degrees. And I know we've had, a cold winter.
Yeah.
And, when it's 10 degrees out, Don and I are get out of the house. Go out. It's too cold, right? 68 degrees out. I'm pleading with them. I'm like, go outside and play. Like, be a kid. I used to go ride my bike,
go visit my
friends, go play basketball, go play baseball, go do these other things. They don't want to move. They don't want to get out of the house.
Because they got the phones.
They got the watch.
Shohei
they got the screen.
Ohtani's in Fortnite. Yeah. I got to go watch Fortnite.
It's all Fortnite.
It is day in and day out. I try to tell my kids, and we all sound like the old guy yelling on the lawn when we do it. I'm like, son, when I was your age, I was on a bicycle from morning to dusk. Nobody was looking for me. I didn't have video games.
I know.
We played outside. Yeah, and as long as you're home by the time your mom made dinner, you were okay.
I said the exact same thing earlier. Yes, I said the exact same thing earlier. My dad and my mom used to be like, just be home before dark.
Yeah.
You're all good.
My mom had a cowbell.
Everyone's got air tags now.
My mom had a cowbell. I'll never forget it. And she'd ring that bell. And if you were inside that house in 6 minutes, there was trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of trouble?
Like, streetcar named Desire, daddy in the wife beater shirt trouble.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That belt had a name.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So when that bell was ringing, you were running.
You had to. My dad had a thick leather belt. Yeah, he didn't mess around. I mean, yeah. I still made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah. But then, to be fair, if we were our kids, we would be doing the same damn thing.
Oh, I know. But now it's all about, I get it. I just would like them to be, enjoy. The phone's always going to be there. The screen's always going to be there.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something on Instagram. Don and I have basically, the PS5 remotes are in my car.
Wow, I like that move.
The PS5 remotes are in my car. They ask me every day, where are they?
I don't know. Lost them.
They're in my car. We've taken away all screens in the house because they just want to look at the screens.
Here's what you got to do. Next time it's 68 degrees, you got to lock them outside the house. You got to be outside of this house for 90 minutes. Don't come knocking. If you got to go, find a bush.
Right.
Right? There's a hose for water if you need it. You're not allowed back in this house for 90 minutes. And then you and Donna get out of the And then you just go home.
It wouldn't take that long.
Once the kids. Three times. Once the kids are locked out, you got to go Tracy Morgan on her. I'm going to get you pregnant. Yeah, oh yeah. St. John's win today or they lose?
Yes,
that game over yet?
They're up by 21.
Ugh.
And Cooper Flagg got hurt, rolled his ankle.
Uh-oh. There you go.
The Duke Blue Devils. Good to see you, Craig.
You're doing great.
So are you.
No, not as good as you. And I root for you, and I'm very happy for you.
I appreciate that, Craig. Means a lot. Thank you, man.
So I want to hear you say it publicly.
What's that?
You're swearing off Disney.
No, I can't.
Come on. You can do it.
They want to go on a Disney cruise this summer.
You know what you do? You want to scare your kids? I got a great idea for you. Drop them off for the day at Six Flags. Tell them, whichever one of you survives,
yeah, right,
I'll
exactly.
take you to Disney.
Exactly. I haven't been to Six Flags in like 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Greg, good seeing you, brother.
Peace, be good.
You got it. Dove Pete across the way. You guys on the phones. Pleasure filling in for BT and Sal. Keep it locked right here. Tiki and Evan and Lou Gower, they come your way next right here. The Fan in New York.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.